Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 12th of February. I'm Paul White. Good to be with you today as we continue Galatians chapter 3. Yesterday, we got into the first verse talking about that phrase, "O foolish Galatians," and that very powerful exclamation that Paul makes. The English literally drops an exclamation point onto it as he uses a word he'll only use one other time in this passage, and he'll do it in the third verse. We'll get to that third verse in a few days, but I really want to focus on a word that Paul uses that no one else uses in the New Testament, and that Paul never uses again in the New Testament. It's the verb baskino in the Greek, and it is translated in the English, bewitched. O foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you? And the word baskino is really to speak ill of someone, as in to slander them, to charm them. There's a real reference here in the old Greek, other alternative Greek writings. And what I mean by that is Greek writings that are not New Testament writings. But you look in old Greek, and this has to do with a snake charmer. It is someone who has cast an evil eye. That would be, by extension, a snake charmer. Some have even used the word to fascinate by a false representation, which is where we get the phrase bewitch. So Paul uses this. He never uses it again. No other New Testament writer ever uses it. To use this is pretty incredible, because you're basically saying that someone was enchanted or entranced, as if they had been hypnotized by something. But to make sure that you understand what was used against this Galatian church, what was it that might have been said? It's important to recognize that in the Greek there is, well, not just in the Greek, in anything, most every word has an etymology. It has a word that it is derived from, or it has a word that it is that it originates from or comes from. Idiotos was a word we used yesterday to describe a word in the New Testament as unintelligent. We derive the English word idiot. So the etymology of the English word idiot would be the Greek word idiotos, which is unintelligent. Okay, that's the etymology of that word. Well, when you look at the Greek word used for bewitched, baskino, it is akin to, if you trace its etymology, it's akin to the Greek word phosko, and the Greek word phosko pops up a handful of times, four to be exact, in the New Testament, and it means to profess or to allege. And to do this, you got to do so with your mouth. First place we see it a couple times in the book of Acts. The Jews assent in Acts 24 and say that these things were so. This is a profession they had with their mouth. Acts 25, they ask questions of Paul and his gospel. One of their questions that they ask is one about Jesus, who Paul affirmed to be alive. Acts 25:19. Paul affirmed to be alive. In other words, Paul professed him to be alive. This word, profess, affirm, phosko in the Greek, is where we get our word for bewitched. And so it has to do with something being said. Remember that famous Romans 1:22, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. This is where they literally say or claim to be something, and yet we find they are something else. So it is a verbal assent, something being said. So when you see bewitched or baskano, we're dealing with something that has been preached or taught to the churches at Galatia, that Paul says, you're foolish because it's hypnotized you. So what is it that they've received? Well, in the greater context of the book of Galatians so far, we've been dealing with, and I think I've said this 20 times, we've been dealing with Paul's discussion with Peter about Peter going, refusing to eat with the Gentiles as long as the Jews are in the room. Paul is gravely offended by this, thinks this is an absolute breach of grace, and starts this little dissertation on justification by faith, and talks about that we are not under the law, and if we were to rebuild that, we would make ourselves a transgressor, because I've been crucified with Christ, but I'm alive in my flesh, and as long as I'm alive in my flesh, it's going to be by Him, and I won't set aside His grace. And if righteousness could come through the law, then Christ died for nothing. Oh, you foolish Galatians, who bewitched you? Who lied to you? Who verbally spoke another gospel to you. So in the greater context, it stretches all the way back to chapter 1 and Paul's proclamation of a greater of another gospel. Without reading more into it than is there, I think how we got to ask, how do we apply it? Well, he's not talking to us. He's talking to the church of Galatia, but it's certainly for our benefit to understand that if they could be bewitched, this wasn't black magic. This was if they could be talked into and hypnotized into an evil eye cast upon them about going back to the works of the law. We know this. Let's sneak ahead, closer context, verse 2. This only I want to learn from you. Did you receive the Spirit by the works of the law or by the hearing of faith? We'll get into what that means on another podcast, but notice that what he's saying is you've been bewitched because you've been convinced you could receive more by going back to the works of the law. To me, this is the message that is desired by the itching ears. When people say, well, we know we're living in the last time because all these people got itching ears and they're scratching their ears wanting that greasy grace. I've heard that. They're scratching their ears wanting all those teachers to give them all that stuff they want. Well, we need some good old-fashioned preaching. Well, I've heard that. I probably at some point early in my ministry would have said that, but now I realize that when Paul talks about teachers coming because people have itching ears, the only thing people's ears were itching for was a return to the law, because that's every time they hear it, they get bewitched by it, and it becomes another gospel to them. Paul's message is one of radical grace, so if Paul's warning you about people coming in teaching something else, I can promise you he's not warning you about people coming in and teaching on grace. He's warning you about the very thing that he sees the churches at Galatia slipping into in Galatians chapter 3. They've been baskino. They've been bewitched. That you should not obey the truth before whose eyes Jesus Christ was clearly portrayed among you as crucified. And Paul's not saying that you saw Jesus crucified. Paul, I think, has preached Christ crucified so much to the churches at Galatia, it's as if they were there. And so I think we should preach Christ crucified. I don't mean we don't preach the resurrection and we don't talk about his life, but we ought to preach the cross in a way that it is permanently embedded in the hearts of believers as to what the finished work really accomplished. And Paul did that so much, he said he's been evidently crucified. Paul wants to learn something from the churches at Galatia, and he will try to get started on that in verse 2. We'll do that with him tomorrow. See you then. God bless.